Welcome to episode 26 of the Unconventional Polyglot. Today I want to ask and hopefully provide an answer to a question that is probably very relevant to a lot of language learners here in the 21st century. And that is, how far can you get learning a language with just apps? Thanks for listening. This is the Unconventional Polyglot, a podcast that explores languages and language learning from someone who has followed, and also broken, many of the conventional rules for how to learn languages. I'm your host, Will, and language learning is my passion. All right, so if you are learning a language, or learning multiple languages, then there's a pretty good chance that you're using at least one app to help with your language learning. And maybe you're using several apps. I know I do. So a question that I've thought about a lot for really many months at least is, what resources do you really need in order to achieve fluency in a language? Maybe what's kind of a minimum set of resources that could reasonably get you to fluency in a language? Well, first of all, what is needed to achieve fluency? And when I say fluency, I take the very utilitarian view that if you can understand easily what people are saying to you or what you're reading, and if you can converse on just about any topic outside of maybe highly technical matters like legal or scientific or what have you, then you're pretty much fluent. So what is needed to achieve fluency? Well, first of all, you have to know a lot of vocabulary. We're talking thousands of words, thousands of expressions slash idioms slash fragments of sentences that are very commonly together, groups of words put together. There's a lot you have to know related to vocabulary. You also have to have a satisfactory working knowledge of grammar. You don't necessarily have to be an expert in grammar, but you have to know how it works well enough to be able to easily form sentences in lots of different kinds of situations. And you have to have spent enough time listening, reading, and speaking so that all of these things can be done almost effortlessly by you. So you have to get to the point where it comes easy. So then, now that we have a working definition of fluency and what the necessary requirements for achieving fluency are, how far can apps really take you toward fluency? So obviously, it depends on what app or apps you're using. And I will say right off the bat that I don't think there is one single app out there that can get someone from zero knowledge to fluency. So, and I've tried more than 10 apps. And most of the most popular apps, some of them very extensively. So different apps have different strengths and weaknesses. For example, apps like Memrise, Drops, Anki, Mondly. These are apps that focus on memorization of vocabulary by some manner of spaced repetition. So they're all a little bit different, but They have similar goals in mind. And then you have apps like Duolingo, Busuu, Lingodeer, which focus more on learning vocab and grammar through various types of exercises, like forming sentences, fill in the blanks, multiple choice, things like that, with some inclusion of pronunciation and or writing practice, which again is emphasized and dealt with differently for different apps. Then there are apps like Pimsleur, which focuses on learning vocabulary through listening and speaking. The other apps that I've mentioned really don't have much of a speaking component to them, at least not a real extensive one. Mango Languages is an app that is primarily focused on speaking, developing speaking ability through building and modifying sentences word by word. Then you have, shall we say, less traditional apps. LingoPy, for example, focuses on listening comprehension through watching TV series or movies, cartoons with subtitles. Then you have apps like iTalki, which is focused primarily on connecting people with language teachers or tutors or language exchange partners to develop speaking ability. That's the primary goal of something like iTalki. And then there's also Link, which is an app that focuses on reading and listening simultaneously and being able to learn a language through comprehensible input that is interesting to the learner. So there are a lot of different apps. And as I said, they try to develop your language learning ability in different ways. Now, as far as which app is the best, well, there's no one single answer that is going to be valid for everybody because everybody's different. So it's a very subjective thing. The best app for you is going to depend on your particular learning style, your budget. You know, some apps are pretty cheap or even free. Some apps cost a pretty good deal of money. And it's also going to depend on what your language learning goals are. So if you just want to know one language well enough to order a coffee or check into a hotel or read a newspaper headline, then almost any app will be useful to you. But if you want to really become fluent, you need a lot of exposure to the language. And you need more exposure than any single app can give you, with the possible exceptions of something like Link, where the amount of content available is pretty much limitless, because with Link, users can actually add material to the app. Although I still would not recommend just using Link and nothing else. So is there an optimal combination of apps that can get you to the point of fluency? Well, I think there actually is. And I can give you my recommendations, which I will in just a minute, but I will say the main criteria I'm basing this on is that you need to develop a high level of listening comprehension, a high level of reading comprehension, and at least a reasonably comfortable speaking ability, sufficient enough so that you can be understood and you can make yourself understood when talking to native speakers in your target language. So what's the best way to check all of those aspects off for your target language or languages? Well, I would say something like iTalki is essential if you don't have friends or family, or you aren't, you know, living in a place where your target language is widely spoken. Something like iTalki is essential because, as I said, you need to get speaking practice. Your brain needs to exercise that ability to use the language and use it quickly, efficiently, and reasonably correctly after many, many, many mistakes, of course. So, and you also need something like Link, which can essentially replace books to some extent. It's essentially a substitute for audiobooks in a sense. But the great thing about Link is that you can simultaneously develop your reading comprehension and your listening comprehension, and you are really free to pick and choose whatever materials you want. There's no standard course that you have to follow. There are a variety of courses and even things that are not even tied to any specific course. So it's pretty wide open. And then I would say you probably need something else, whether maybe that would be Duolingo or Busuu or Lingodeer, something to actually give you practice with forming sentences. It could be Mango languages, as I mentioned earlier. So something that will give you practice with forming sentences, something that will help you understand the grammar of your target language better. And theoretically, this is all stuff you could work on with a language teacher or tutor. However, unless you're spending a whole lot of money, you're probably not going to have really frequent access to a language teacher or tutor. So for the time when that direct personal interchange is not available, you want to have something else. I would say the minimum that you would reasonably need to have would be basically 3 apps. And I'm not saying that you have to use iTalki, you have to use Link, or you have to use Duolingo or whatever, but you need to use things that are hitting all of those important areas. Again, speaking ability, listening comprehension, and reading comprehension, with some degree of mastery of grammar included in there. So I think it can be done. You do have to be fairly flexible in your approach. If something's not working, you need to be flexible enough to change that. It really helps to be open to advice from others, recommendations from others. Obviously, if you have a language teacher or a tutor, they can be a great source of advice. And the last thing you really need to have is patience. So no matter how you are learning a language, it's going to take time. It's probably going to take more time than you originally thought it would. Maybe a lot more time than you originally thought it would. But my conclusion is that yes, you can become fluent in a language using only apps. Not just one app, probably absolute minimum 2, recommended minimum 3, depending on your budget, you know, maybe 4 or 5, but it can be done. And I have been able to reach fairly advanced levels in several languages using mostly apps, not completely apps. I also use textbooks in some cases and other, you know, books, novels outside of apps. I don't know if you would count YouTube videos as apps. Technically, YouTube could be considered an app, but it can be done. But no matter what you're using, a lot of it is going to depend on you, your motivation, your determination, the energy and focus and concentration that you put into language learning. Those are going to be ultimately the most important things. Because the best apps in the world are not going to get you anywhere if you don't truly want to become fluent in a language. So with that, I will end this episode, and shortly I will be putting up a video version of this podcast episode and this question about learning a language using just apps. So be on the lookout for that on my Unconventional Polyglot YouTube channel, and stick around because coming soon I will start my series on resources for learning French. And as always, you can contact me at unconventionalpolyglot@gmail.com, and I wish you all the best in your continued language learning, whatever resources you happen to use or will use in the future. And again, thanks for listening. Goodbye.